I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition, and are now watching films of our own and listeners' choosing.
This podcast is a safe farm for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Christmas in Connecticut.
Instead of ordinary pipes, they had to be double-ribbed ones. It's nothing, I just...
John, dear, yes, darling? When you're kissing me, don't talk about plumbing.
What?
Yay!
A Sienna family tradition.
Yeah!
Warning, there will be spoilers about this white old film.
Very true. Another warning that Liana and I are both unwell. I don't know what happened. I got some sort of bug.
Something befell
and or
us.
Mayhaps the flu. I don't know. We've both been befallen.
Yes.
So, but this movie is so important and I love it so much that here we are anyway.
Pushing right on through.
Because at Christmas, we push through.
Sienna, well, Liana, yes.
I want to hear your prediction.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here you go. Here's my prediction for Christmas
so
in
good.
Connecticut.
We're so good.
We're fine.
What a Christmas.
Yes.
Hi. It's Liana. I am about to watch Christmas in Connecticut. I don't actually know anything about this movie.
Oh my god!
From the 40s, and that guy is in it. I predict everybody's going to be very polite, probably white, and maybe there will be a nice little dance number. That would be nice.
Oh.
Love you. Bye.
What a Christmas.
It was so hard to make those sounds with less of a voice than what I normally have.
That was a great prediction, to be honest.
Thanks. Yeah, it was pretty much it.
Pretty much spot on. No real dancing, but there was singing.
They did dance.
They did?
Oh my God. All right, let's hear your prediction.
Hi, Liana. Oh, it's Sienna. Hey. I'm about to watch Christmas in Connecticut. I'm
sorry.
So excited.
I was in a different place when I did this.
It's the holiday season. That's how you know. And I can't wait to hear what Liana thinks.
Oh my God.
Didn't really think of a rhyme there. Well.
Oh,
it's come. The time has come.
I'm so happy.
What a Christmas.
That you were happy.
I'm so excited to hear what you think. I really love this movie. Yeah. I think Barbara Stanwyck rules.
Great.
I think it's really a fun premise. Mm. And I enjoy it every year. Mm. One of my absolute faves. And there's a lot of food in it. Are you kidding me? Oh, what more can you ask for? Well, Thank you for watching, and I can't wait to hear what you say. I love you. Goodbye. Oh.
That was mere hours before my body took a turn. That was actually shocking to hear, because right now, I don't know if you noticed, Liana, but as I was commenting on your prediction, my eyes were closed.
Oh my God.
Because of how gonzo my body is.
It really is like the last known footage from when you were well.
Who is she?
Who is that?
That's... Well, I still feel that way about the movie. I'm very curious to see what you'll think, because as we know, we've been quoting this film for some time. Mm-hmm. It comes up on the pod because of iconic lines, and it's a classic sort of mid-century American film.
Yeah. And Sienna, okay. This week it is my turn to give a synopsis.
Yes!
So here you go.
For the person who'd never seen it, I would love to hear your summary of this film, which is a little more high concept than I realized when I watched it again.
When I went to write it down, I was like, oh my God.
All right, go for it.
Christmas in Connecticut. A U.S. ship gets torpedoed during World War II.
That is how it starts!
A foodie sailor and his friend spend 18 days in a raft, then get rescued, and boy, is he hungry. So hungry, in fact, that he proposes to a woman nurse so that she'll feed him solid food instead of that BS soup he's been getting.
That's true!
Meanwhile, Barbara Stanwyck is a writer and a liar. And Mr. Yardley, a.k.a. that guy from Casablanca, wants everyone to spend Christmas at a non-existent Connecticut farm.
True.
Through hijinks, lucky pancakes, and some random babies, we learn the true meaning of Christmas. Boinking a hot sailor and getting a raise. The end.
Wow. Liana, that was... such excellent work.
Thank you.
That was really fantastic. You're right. The beginning of this movie is insane. It isn't even, you don't even realize. You're kind of like, okay, sure, that makes sense. Yeah, that logic. Okay, yeah. Okay, so you're proposing to a nurse?
I know. And I feel like maybe we should just dive right into our phone notes. I feel like our conditions have hey-girled enough.
Yeah, you guys get it.
The situation is clear.
Let's jump into our phone notes, where we talk about the notes we took while watching the movie. Liana, were you sick while watching the movie?
Yes. Yes, I was.
Great. I was actively becoming sick.
Okay.
Awesome. Liana's first note is, well, that wasn't very Christmas of them.
They torpedoed a ship.
Not very Christmas.
I thought this was Christmas in Connecticut. What the fuck is happening? And then I remembered, obviously, it's the 1940s, it's the war, but I thought it was going to be full escapism.
I thought this was Christmas in Connecticut, not war in the
Saving
ocean.
Saving Private Ryan at sea.
Saving Private Ryan plus Jaws.
I was thinking about Jaws, too, because of the show.
Or, I guess, Titanic.
Oh. The boat didn't get torpedoed.
But they were floating in the ocean. The end of Titanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was torpedoed by a big old piece of ice.
Oh, yeah, the iceberg.
Oh, this episode's going to be so good. Liana, you said, TBH, I would also pretend to be in love with someone to get a little treat. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And you...
The priorities in this film were right on.
I did understand. I sort of understood where everyone was coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, Sienna, I do. This is good. You said the old Magoo. Liana, let's define this.
So the beginning of this movie is very reliant on something that they refer to as the old Magoo.
Oh.
It doesn't really come back again.
No.
But the beginning, I mean, the first probably 15 minutes of this movie, very old Magoo based.
Yeah, very old Magoo reliant. And I guess
inspired.
It's...
Inspired.
I guess it's
so
kind
what
of...
he says is...
Yeah.
What he says is, well, it's kind of, well, no. What he says is, our main guy, Jeff, his buddy,
yeah,
I forget his name.
I don't know.
His war buddy has all the secrets, you know, he bro codes and helps out Jeff, who's trying to get more, as you said in the summary, solid food.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can just get, you can get the nurse to give you solid food. All you got to do is use a bit of the old Magoo.
The old Magoo.
And that Magoo was to convince her he was in love with her.
Yeah. I think the old Magoo is just proposing to a woman.
But women must be capable. Yeah. So for this woman, was she using the old Magoo by starving a man until he forced?
Well, and here, so at the beginning of the movie, I couldn't remember what Barbara Stanwyck looked like. So I thought maybe this nurse was Barbara Stanwyck.
Oh.
And that she was doing like also a scam on him by being like, oh, aren't you good at tic-tac-toe? And maybe she was going to like bring him home to Connecticut to just as a ruse. And then that turned out to not be the case.
Sure.
But no, I think the old Magoo is just, I don't think we see it. I think it's a thing of the past.
Which was proposing to a woman.
I guess now maybe the modern equivalent would be the Riz. If you have the Riz.
Just use the Riz.
Yeah. Kind of. Because they're basically just being fuckboys in the 40s.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And the way that they did it was by you had to propose to a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, because in 40s movies, you can't just, like, sleep with people, even though that definitely was happening in real life.
Right, right, right. Liana, you've said, don't say breast to this woman.
Mr. Yardley says to her something about, like, a breast of a hen or a quail or something in a recipe she prepared. But I was like, sir, this is a professional meeting. Do not say breast. There's never a good enough reason to say the word breast.
There is never a good
in a professional context.
Oh, Liana, you've also said, and I too was thinking about this. You said steak really had a moment for decades.
Yeah.
Steak was all the rage. Like, steak was the meal.
Yeah. Why?
Did you eat steak back in the day before your vegetarian days? Do you ever remember eating a steak?
You know, I never liked steak, and that has done nothing to help my superiority complex.
Liana, you've asked a question that a lot of people in the film ask. You said, whose baby is that?
Sienna, I was actually mad that you didn't give me a heads up that there were going to be babies in this movie.
They're so chubby and cute.
Did you know that I would hate them?
I didn't know you'd hate them so much that it's something that I should have warned you about.
Sienna, he gives a baby a bath.
It's so cute.
I had to leave the room.
So chubbiness doesn't help anything.
No.
Wow.
That baby had the butt of an old man.
Did you have to leave?
And we all had to look at it. I didn't ask for that. I thought this was Christmas in Connecticut. Not an old man's arse. On my screen.
Baby had the ass of an old man. Did you have to leave because it was too inappropriate to see a baby?
It was so... Everything about that was so inappropriate. When he was like, can I watch you give a baby a bath? I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, again, they should have been asking more questions and whatever, but yeah, it was cute.
No.
So, by the way,
if a guy you've never met before shows up to your home and is like, even though you said you're not going to give your child a bath today because it's not bath day, would you please give your child a bath just for me so that I can watch? That's a red flag.
Leon, you said, wow, yeah, compared to everyone else, this man is handsome.
Right? When he shows up at the door.
He is.
Because you've sort of forgotten, because you saw him on a raft and then kind of like old Magooing a nurse. But then you don't see him for a while.
Phase.
And you see a bunch of other guys. And then he shows up and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I see why she was reticent to marry this fancy suitor, as you described him. An extremely fancy suitor, even.
Yeah, the super fancy suitor.
Hey, that guy's hot. The main guy is hot. Who is he? Have we seen him ever?
He is very classically 50s, 40s handsome.
Yeah.
Like, they did a good job at cast, you know.
A leading man.
A leading man. A classic leading man. He is the type of leading man, though, where I see him and I go, I just, there's so many people in the world I'm not attracted to.
Oh, okay.
Not because they're like, I'm like, he is objectively has very attractive features and is like just a specimen of a white man, but I'm just like, I have no interest. It was interesting. It's an interesting.
That is interesting. Reflection. I wonder if I was into him because he had a fiance. Did an unbelievably hot hottie just show up at your door with a rocking chair? Well, time to get rocking for 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You've said, if I were Barbara, I would come clean immediately so as to bang the sailor.
I didn't understand why they couldn't just rope him in on the scheme.
Oh, yeah. I guess because Mr. Yardley would find out.
Would he?
Before they knew that the sailor was cool.
Like, if she was like, hey, listen, you're welcome to hang out. You got a rockin' bod, and you have the pipes of an angel. I'd love to have you stay for the weekend and absolutely blow my brains out. My back out. Oh my god, those are so different. Wow, that's crazy.
Oh my.
Blow my brains out versus blowing my back out are two very different end results. Okay, yeah. Anyway, why couldn't she just tell him and then he's also
point.
Like subtle
I haven't
about
thought
it,
about that
and they get away with it
because he dreams of having a woman make him pancakes.
Do you think the Hays codes forbade like women getting men in on schemes?
That must be it,
so as to bang those men.
You can't make them. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I do love, so she all but does come clean to him in the fact that she what I love about this movie, I didn't realize till this watch that so much of the farce and the drama and the jokes chaos comes from the fact that everybody else, which is to say her original fancy fiance and
her
Felix,
best friend slash cook.
Her best friend slash magical cook uncle,
yes,
Felix, they continue their plot that they made, this plan that she's going to pretend to have this farmhouse while Mr. Yardley, her boss, is there. Uh-huh. They keep going with that. But as soon as the sailor arrives, Barbara is like, no, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't care about that at all. The most important thing to me is to flirt with this man. She's openly flirting with him the entire time.
It's
she
so
never
relatable.
Apologizes. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. They're like, oh no. Oh no. Mr. Yardley's going to find out. Meanwhile, the whole time she's just like, yeah, so do you think I'm cute?
Yeah. Do you want to kiss me on the mouth right now? Should we do that?
He's like, I probably shouldn't. She's like, teehee.
Oh no, that's too bad. I love that.
Oh, Liana, you've said this cow is a sleigh. Makushla?
Love that.
The cow?
I was thrilled there was a cow. I saw her and I said, girl, go off, mama. Happy holidays.
Liana actively dying.
I just love it when there's a cow.
Off, mama.
Oh my God, wait, before that. Okay. You've said this would be a super fun Airbnb. It would.
Wasn't that I like that.
Oh my
house.
God, imagine like New Year's Eve at that farm. NYE with Airbnb, your besties.
Yeah. An Airbnb that's like, we have, you know, it's got four rooms, a grand piano, a cow named Makushla who will come and visit.
Moo.
Moo, moo.
I loved also when doors were two doors that were, it was a door that was split in half to be two doors.
Yeah.
So that a cow could poke its head in. A cow door. I don't know. But just to live in such a world where your kitchen door is structured so that your cow can poke their head in and say hello. Yeah. I want that. I love that.
I love that so much.
I've never thought more seriously about owning a cow than in the viewing of this film.
I love cows as well.
She was
you must
such
see them
a
all
slay.
The time where you are now.
No, I live in a big city.
Then there, there are no cows?
Why do you think there are cows in a major metropolitan area?
When you go for a hike, I guess, when you go for your
nature
times.
I've seen a lot of cows. Yeah, you're right.
See, if I go on a hike in Los Angeles, Liana, I'll see zero cows. Liana, you said, and I love this, you said we as a society need to bring back community dances.
I was thinking about this so much because the opportunity to meet someone would be so high at a community dance. Have you ever gone square dancing?
Only in gym class.
Oh, God. Okay. I've done square dancing and then I've also done Kaylee's, which is like Irish parties, involve dancing, group dancing. And they're so fun because you get to like meet and chat with and dance with people that you wouldn't have met otherwise. And it's a great icebreaker. Sienna has taken her headphones off.
No, no.
Oh, she's still got it.
No.
You got so still.
She just couldn't
see
that
happen. She's perished. She's gone grapes of wrath. She's become a very still woman, which means she's dying.
That is true. That does keep happening to us on this sick episode.
Yeah, we become still.
One of us just becomes still.
Like
yeah,
a stone.
I guess I did.
But gosh, can you imagine? Like, the dating apps are not working. Meeting boys through comedy is a terrible idea. We need community dances.
Yeah. Oh, so fun.
Before
so
that.
So fun. Also a fun thing to do with your community.
Yes.
You wrote. Dance with them?
Were you about to do a Yardley impression?
Yeah, I was.
What was it?
You know what I was about to say?
Gold.
I was
going
to say.
Gold chicken is my weakness. This guy. What do you think of
gold
Mr. Yardley?
Is my weakness. He is a goofy goober. This guy either plays the most evil man.
Yeah.
Or, well, I guess not. He was the bad guy in Maltese Falcon.
He was?
Maltese Falcon, yeah. And then he was.
He had
or the his you know, fez. Antagonist.
In Casablanca.
And then in Casablanca, he was the rival.
Mm.
And in this one, he was a bit of a sweetie boy. I got to be honest. He's entitled.
Yeah. He's such a sweetie boy. He's entitled.
He's entitled. And, you know, I don't agree with all of how, and he can be rude.
Yeah.
But he, at the end, some of the things he says, first of all, he comes to this house because he's like, I want to eat good food.
Yeah,
Christmas.
He's going to be alone on Christmas, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he comes to have a good time, and he really appreciates, he just thinks she's wonderful.
Yeah.
And he loves Felix, and he loves good food, and a thing where I was like, you're just a little sweetie cutie boy, is when he really wants to see somebody flip a pancake for him.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's like, will you please flip a pancake for me? And then she's like, oh, I can't do it because she knows Barbara knows that if she flips, or Elizabeth, Barbara Stanwyck, if she tries to do the pancake, it's not going to work out. And so
and the Irish will fall apart.
Housemaid.
Oh, the angry Irish housemaid.
Yeah. What's her name again?
I have no idea.
The angry Irish housemaid. Once the same request is made to her, she goes, I don't flip.
Nope.
Ooh. I don't flip them. I scoop them.
Ooh.
I don't flip them. I scoop them.
I don't flip them. I scoop them.
Yeah. Oh, won't you flip one just for me? Flip it for me.
And then the hot guy also wants her to do it. And she's like, oh, fine. Fine, I'll do it. Fine, right.
Stop
looking so at me. Funny. Don't make me flip this pancake. Oh, my God.
I just love how openly flirty she is. She's like, let's cheat.
Yeah.
Let's cheat on my husband.
Let's cheat right now. We all know that guy sucks and just cares about buildings. Wait, I have to ask you, where have we seen Felix before? I loved him.
Isn't he the best character?
I loved him so much.
He's so awesome. Yeah, he is. He's the sort of secret sauce for this movie.
I really, really liked him so much.
He loves Elizabeth, too. He's so supportive.
I really wanted to hug
him. I love the ways that he's challenging to her and, like, you know, and he's like, no, don't, you shouldn't cook. You need to focus on your writing.
Yeah.
Keep focusing on your writing. And then later when he gets her a raise by being like, yeah.
You want kidney?
Yeah. And he's like, and he pretended that she had gotten offers from somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's really a genius.
He's a genius. And he's such a good friend.
He's like the guardian angel of this Christmas movie.
He's such a delight. And makes wonderful food.
Yeah.
Seeing. What can't he do? Believing.
Oh, I loved him so much. What did he say? I hate horses and cows do not like me.
Yeah.
Oh. He knows what he's about.
I was thinking about this time too. You said, oh, isn't it wonderful? Is the whitest response to being arrested. Any movie from this time. Like, there's literally when she gets back, they get back from being arrested. She literally says the words, us arrested. Can you imagine? And they laugh together.
Yeah. And the cops who dropped them off are like, we'd never have done that if we'd known who you are. LOL.
Famous white people.
White people
no
privilege.
No problem.
Unbelievable.
No problem.
I mean, I get it from her perspective, and this must have been a deleted scene that presumably they get to spend the night in a prison cell, in a jail cell.
Yeah. I don't, yeah, I guess
absolutely
you're right.
fingering each other, but as an initial reaction to being arrested by the police, that is the whitest thing you could say.
Love this, Liana. You've said Felix and Yardley would be a cute couple. Enemies to lovers kind of situation.
Well, and when he really puts Yardley in his place by being like, if you ever shut the hell up, you'd actually hear what people are trying to tell you. And then Yardley does, and then he gets the kidney soup that he loved from Felix. Like, yeah. I just think they'd be very, very sweet together because they're good for each other.
They're both a couple of cuties, too.
Yeah.
Like, Yardley is the main antagonist in this, and he's just a sweetie doing his best.
Well, he's kind of an a-hole.
He's also an a-hole.
Right. Yeah.
He's definitely an a-hole as he is.
Yeah.
Just generally.
But he changes.
Which makes him a good antagonist.
And that's good.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Even though he's got a
story arc.
And, you know, when he freaks out at her for the baby being gone, it's because he's like, what? I'm worried about that baby.
Yeah. Somebody kidnapped a baby. I watched a woman steal
Why
a
aren't
baby.
You worried about it? And she's like, la la.
That's so funny.
I love how little she apologizes. And
yeah.
Doesn't try to explain anything. She's so awesome.
I know.
She's like, oh, don't worry about the baby. Liana, you said Sad reacts that he has to ship off literally tonight.
Oh my God.
Does he?
Yeah. He gets his, it's like on Christmas Eve before they do their 4-mile carriage journey, he's like, oh yeah, I have my orders. I've been called back. I have to go tomorrow night. So I'm leaving in the morning. Like, them falling in love does not negate that. The U.S. Army is not going to be, or the U.S. Navy is not going to be like, oh, never mind.
Why did they write that in? I forgot that.
I mean, it was the war. So it was like a very melancholy, like it was a happy ending, sure, but he literally has to go back to World War II.
Holy crap. I mean, I guess that it's very melancholy. And this also is a story not of a future marriage, but truly of two people just trying to finger each other.
Life is short. Finger each other while you can. What a Christmas.
What a Christmas.
I was happy for them that they just wanted to boink each other.
Yeah. They were so into each other instantly.
Oh, yeah.
So
into each other. Literally lust at first sight. The way that they were staring at each other over that rocking chair, almost as hot as the phone call scene from It's a Wonderful Life. Remember that scene?
Are you kidding
okay.
me?
Okay. All right. Okay. All
right. Advertisements are my weakness.
We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Well, welcome everybody to Badges and Trages. This is where we give badges for
Barbara Stanwyck.
And trages for
temporarily taken babies.
Perfect.
I have a badge for a dog. Woof woof, bark. Woof, there was woof, a dog bark, in the bark. Movie. Did you see it? Right. when they arrive at the farm, this big happy dog barks heftily. Aww. And jumps over the fence to say hi.
Hefty dog.
Hefty dog.
My first badge is for the introductory little scene of Barbara Stanwyck. She's going through and she's reading out her...
I thought that was good, yeah.
It's fun. She's reading out the, you know, very idyllic, prose. Beautiful piece yeah. that she wrote. And as she is, she's like, oh, the fireplace is roaring. And it's showing you that this is all fake.
Yeah.
That
it's a, like her shit ass radiator. And
Yeah.
That so was clever.
Shitty radiator or whatever. To show that it's an imaginary life.
Oh my gosh. Badge for, was this co-written by a woman?
I don't know.
I think it may have been. Adele Comandini. Yeah. Co-writer. And then it was based off a book by Eileen Hamilton. Who is,
that's why this movie is good.
I know.
You can just, when a woman works on something,
you can tell.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. Love that.
No wonder she was allowed to flirt with abandon.
An American screenwriter. Oh my gosh.
Slay.
Who was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Story for the movie Three Smart Girls.
Okay.
Love that.
Women. That's what the 40s was. Like, if a woman was going to be allowed to write a movie, she had to call it Three Smart Girls.
Three Smart Girls. So people know what they're getting, because otherwise they'll get there and they'll be confused
mad.
And appalled.
They'll be upset. Why are all these women in this movie? Oh, it's Three Smart Girls. Oh, okay. Oh, I understand. Well, let's let them have their fun.
Badge for the delivery woman's outfit is so cute.
Oh, it was really cute. Yeah. A badge for, I love that these cooks hate each other. The Irish woman and Felix, and the way that
so
they
funny.
Just loathe one another immediately. What a fun foil to Barbara and her hot sailor.
Yeah, the relationships in this movie, I like that they have strong opinions on each other.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. Oh, a badge for the line. There's so many lines that I love. I wrote so many of them down, but I'll just highlight a few in the badges. And one of them is when she goes, when she's at Mr. Yardley's place and she's talking to the butler who's like, oh, I'd love to ask your advice about topsoil. I know that you have a farm and I'm making a little farm.
Yeah.
Topsoil, or what do you think is the right best soil? And she's, do you think this soil is good? And she goes, well, some say it is and some say it isn't. And he's like, well, what do you think? And she goes, I'm inclined to agree with them.
I thought that was
so good.
And
then she walks away.
Yeah.
She's so openly okay with confusing everybody, and I want to just take that energy into my life.
A badge for this woman not knowing anything about babies.
Yes.
For a 40s yes. film? Are you kidding me? Damn. Like, to portray a female character as not maternal is kind of revolutionary, it feels, at the time.
That's a good point.
Thank you. Really good point. Thanks, actually. Thank you.
Badge for Felix. Ugh. I mean, you got to give, I mean, two badges for Felix. Wonderful character.
Yes.
One of the best characters you're going to get in a movie.
A badge for her tiny jacket in the scene where she's decorating the tree and that guy is singing a damn aria. And she's got this like white sort of cut off jacket with long sleeves that covers, like, it cuts off just below her rib cage, basically. And it's like a little cute little, like, limited
so
two
cute.
Style, like, over thing. Like, oh. The 2000s are back, you know?
They're back. Badge for Felix's restaurant. I want to go to this restaurant. A little buffet,
yeah.
A little good vibes. Huge space. Huge space.
Big
amazing
space,
real estate.
Fun outfits. Yeah. Badge for this cow. Oh my gosh. I was so really happy to see this cow.
I love a cow.
She was probably my favorite part of the movie. Movie.
Aww. Yeah, and you got some time with that cow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say for Ileana, but badge for the babies. Ugh. Really cute babies. Very chubby, chubby babies. You got to spend time with them.
God.
Them babies. So cute.
Ew. A badge for the line, I show you how to flip-flop the flop flips.
Was that a Felix line?
Yeah, when he's showing her how to flip a pancake. Nobody should ever say flipping a pancake. You should always say flip-flop the flop flip.
Yeah. He's so endearing and cute.
Oh,
what a vibe. I already said this a bunch, but badge for cold chicken is my weakness. That's such a funny line.
Badge for her calling the babies it. She's like, oh, where should we put it? Is it okay? I'm just going to check on it. The badge for the runner about her wanting to smash that little figurine and then finally she smashes it.
I had not noticed that she'd been wanting that the entire film until this walked around.
Oh my God. I was at Harrods the other week because they have these big Christmas displays out. And in the toy section, they have this giant Lego guy who was not Santa Claus, but he was a very jolly sort of conductor style man. And I looked at him and I said to the people I was with, I said, I really want to kick it. He was made out of Legos. I was like, I really want to kick that and just watch it like fall apart. And so her throughout being like, I want to smash this thing. I really want to smash this thing. And then finally getting to ultimate wish fulfillment. Oh,
amazing. She follows her id.
Yeah.
And I love that for her. Badge for food. This film is about food. I love movies about food.
Yeah. And Christmas is such a food holiday. It's like a good thing to focus on.
So cozy and homey and there's cooking.
My final badge is a badge for the line, I don't cook for somebody that's not nice to my friends.
I also have a badge for that line.
Felix.
That's just such a cute way to wrap up your resentment for a person also.
Yeah.
You know, like,
no,
I'm not going to cook you anything because you're not nice to my friends.
Yeah.
He loves his friends.
Oh.
My final badge is for the line, what a Christmas. What a Christmas.
Yeah.
Every movie should end with that. Trages.
Oh, I have a trage for losing tic-tac-toe to a man and saying, oh my, you're so clever. Ugh. Mary kind of overall was an L. I mean, at the end,
the
like
southern
a bit,
nurse.
You know, she just got old Magooed by his best friend and that's why she married him.
Yeah, I know. That character is a trage.
In every old movie where there's one powerful woman character who's like strong and independent, every other woman is like a full idiot. And that's so frustrating.
Why can't we have a movie with, for example, three smart girls?
Well, let me tell you something. You're going to love this.
Trage for the line, imagine us being arrested. So creepy. It's just like, good job white people documenting that kind of thing. You know?
Oh, God.
All right. Nice.
I have a trage, and I think you'll disagree with this. My trage is for slow pacing. Because it took them so long to just get to the house and start doing the hijinks from the start, I could tell, like, oh, okay, she's going to need to, like, find a farm and pretend that she's got, like, a real family. And it just took them so long to get to that instead of just, like, jumping right to it.
It is the setup.
It's the kind setup of unnecessarily complicated.
Trage for, come along, Elizabeth. The British-ish fancy fiancé says that to her 100% of the time when he wants something. He goes, come along. And I put this in trages. It also is kind of a badge in that it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's, but I cannot condone that.
No. It made me sad, too, because it's like, oh, yeah, that is really how, like, a lot of men treated their wives. Like, that just sucks. Like, even when she tried to speak up for herself, he was like, no, we're not going to do it that way.
Right. Well, and then later she's like, yeah, you obviously don't want to marry me. Like, you just don't like me very much. You don't like the way that I act. It's not nice enough. Yeah.
But that just sucks. Trage for a baby. Hated that. Really hated that.
My final trage is for the time where they finally get to kiss. I'm happy for them. But as they do in a lot of films, they make it into a thing where, like, he's tricking her in some way.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't yet know that he knows she's not married.
Yep.
Or that he knows that he's not engaged. And it's just a situation where they make it, like, fun, quote unquote, in that it's, like, creepy or, you know.
Totally.
She has to keep saying no, and he's ignoring it.
Yep. Yep. Again, it was, like, not as satisfying of a smooch as it could have been.
Yeah, as it could have been if they had both decided to.
Yep. I totally agree. Like, the last kiss that they have is great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A trage for, it is so weird that this man wants to watch a baby get a bath. That was an immediate ick for me. It took me the rest of the film to come back from that.
Wow.
Ugh. A trage for her saying, oh, no, thank you. I couldn't eat a thing. I was like, ma'am, you are allowed to eat. It is Christmas. Let women eat in movies.
Let women eat.
A trage for Yardley's line, the charm of an attractive woman performing a home task. No.
He loves her being domestic.
That man is sexist.
He loves domesticity.
That is a sexist man. He is a sexist snoop. And that's the end of my trages.
Liana, shall we move on to our next segment?
Yes.
Our next segment is, of course, how to pretend you've seen this film.
Mm.
This is for, you're going to a Christmas party.
Yes.
It's a Christmas party. There are cookies. There's food. There's delicious stuff. And Mr. Sloan, the architect, fancy fiance, is coming up behind you. And he goes, come along.
Come along.
Come along away from the food table. That's enough food. And you go, I don't know you. He says, come along.
Fuck. Yeah.
Come, trust me. Come along.
Let me tell you
I'm
going to
show
designs.
You... Let me tell you about my designs around this house. It's insulated, heating.
The judge is here. We have to get married right now.
Also, I'm going to marry you.
Ah.
Before I do, I need to make sure you understand something. I need to make sure you understand everything about the film Christmas in Connecticut, because maybe you've watched it, don't know. I assume you haven't. I assume you know very little.
And in order to get Mr. Sloan to call off the wedding, we're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend that you've seen the movie Christmas in Connecticut.
Yes, Sloan, I know about Christmas in Connecticut. You know, one of the main, the one fun fact I know about this movie is that it was released in August for some reason.
What?
Isn't that strange?
Yeah. August of what year?
I believe 1945.
Oh, so they just
Either
won
that
the
or
war?
1947. Yeah, I know. Because if it was earlier, I'd be like, well, they needed something happy.
But I guess if the war had just ended, they were like, we got to get this out now because it's not going to be the war anymore.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. They're racing the clock on that one.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Sloan, I've seen Christmas in Connecticut. And I put it to you that before I can even think about marrying you, I need you to go find out how many minks died in the making of this movie, just to get Barbara Stanwyck her luscious fur coat.
6 months' salary? 6 months' salary.
Oh, to have a salary.
Yes, Sloan, I have seen the movie Christmas in Connecticut. One of the best characters ever in cinematic history exists in that movie, and his name is Felix. Felix, the chef.
Yes. No, Sloan, I can't marry you. Why? Because I've seen Christmas in Connecticut. If a cow can do it, I can do it. A very empowering line.
Yes, Sloan, I've seen Christmas in Connecticut. I'm tired of you standing here. I'm tired of you trying to get me to marry you. I'm tired of being sick on the mic right now. Mm. Frankly, I'm tired.
Yes. Sloan, I've seen Christmas in Connecticut, and for good reason I can't marry you. I'm very busy. Why? Because we've got to beat American housekeeping to that new baby.
And now that the jolly laughing judge has hopped out the first floor window to get back to his Christmas dinner, and Sloan has been foiled again.
Yeah. We can move on to our next segment. Should you watch this, or in which we tell you if we think you should watch this movie or if you should do a different ruse with your time? Sienna, what would you say?
I genuinely love this movie and I genuinely recommend it.
Yeah.
I think it's totally worth a watch.
Mm.
Bada bing, bada boom. There you go. Bing, Liana, bang, what about yourself? Boom.
You know, I enjoyed watching it.
Oh, yay! I didn't even ask that yet.
Truly, the cow was so fun. I couldn't believe
that. There's some
that.
Good vibes.
There were some vibes. Silly little japes in there. If you're not looking to watch something with white people from the 40s, might I suggest going for a carriage ride? Oh, that seems like something very cozy and fun.
Lovely.
Bundle up, say hi to a horse. My gosh.
My gosh. Well, Liana, you said that you kind of enjoyed watching it. So I guess my next question is, what would you rate the film?
You know, I think I would give this movie 4 cows at the door out of 5. Because it was really enjoyable. It was a perceptible horniness between the two leads, which I really respect and yearn for. There was a cow. There was a nice friend with fun facial expressions. The only thing that docked it was those two butt ugly babies who I really hated and which had not been part of the movie. And the sexism, of course.
Yeah.
And implicit racism. Okay. Sienna, what would you say?
Wow, happy to hear it. I am going to give this film 4.7 Old Magoos out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite Christmas movies. Once the Christmas season rolls around, I'm going to love watching this one, and it's going to deliver every year. So that's awesome. And then, yeah, there's just some of the, as you said, 40s white people movie vibes. And it is a very complicated way that it begins and stuff. So, you know, I can see it. There are other movies that I might say I would watch every single time and be cool with. But I love this movie.
Yes.
And I'm glad you liked it too.
Yes.
Wow, this what is so much Christmas. Better than the Muppet movie. This went so much better.
Yeah.
What a Christmas.
What a Christmas.
Well, everybody, we have survived this episode. And I am in shock that we managed to do it. I hope you're all hanging in there, that you had a good time, and, you know, we're Tossed Popcorn. You can find us on Instagram. We're at Tossed Popcorn on Instagram, on Twitter, we're on TikTok, and Patreon patreon.com/TossedPopcorn.
Check us
out there. Lots of great content. Christmassy vibes.
Big slays abound.
And join us next week.
And next year.
Oh! Aww. Oh.
Wow. Ringing in the new year with the film Dogfight.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
We love you.
What a Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
You can find us on Instagram as @SiennaJekyll and @LianaHolston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
Okay.
I'm looking it up. S.Z. Sekal, Hungarian stage actor. Oh my god, he was in a movie called I Do Not Want to Know Who You Are.
What the fuck?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment,
Oh my god, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.